Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. New video, new poll question. Check out the ability to subscribe to my free newsletter. Please do that. You'll like it, I think. You'll get the newsletter by email on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. So all that's there, including the body of work on trust that Arki Chankuti has deposited with us over the last 11-plus years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. That's what we're talking about right now. And Arki, as you know, in the previous half hour, in the last segment, I was talking about the institutions that we had put so much faith in, and that I believe the only way we're going to fix these institutions is to come from Main Street. Are you there, Arki?
Yes, I lost you for a moment.
I was just saying that I believe that the last bastion of trustworthiness, of true leadership, and I don't believe there's any question that when you look at Washington, when you look at Wall Street, the two places that more and more Americans, and really a lot of people in the world, have counted on, we've counted on them. But we can't ask them, we can't expect them to reform themselves. They are incapable of reforming themselves. You and I are going to have to do this Main Street, and I think small businesses are going to have to become the leaders in setting the requirements, the agenda, for these organizations to reform themselves. What do you think?
Yes, I do. And I think that it's just as if within the business itself, just within the small business itself, if an employee has an idea that is innovative, that is new, but might be controversial, but he or she thinks it could be very productive, but he knows it's going to differ from the boss. For him to find or her to find a respectful way, again, getting that across gets that off the pedestal. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do. It's so difficult, for instance, to reform something from the outside.
Right.
But we small business people, we are the inside. We see exactly what is happening here. And so we must find our voice and respectfully take back the control and rebuild the trust. The way off the pedestal, when you're the one on the pedestal and people aren't telling you, or you have a feeling people aren't telling you what they're really thinking, is you ask for help. And you say, look, I need help. I need information. I need productivity. I need whatever it is that you need. This tends to reduce it. So we need this from both sides. But if we do not get it from the side up on the pedestal, those underneath can affect the change themselves with respectful, direct communication followed up by respectful action.
But I don't even think some of these institutions Arki, I don't even think they have the ability internally, currently on board, to fix this. Even I don't have any confidence in, and that's not that they're not good people, but I think, Arki, the people in the institutions, whether it be Congress, whether it be Wall Street, those institutions are not the stakeholders. You and I are the stakeholders.
That's right.
And we have to say, okay, the emperor has no clothes. We're going to bring you down off your pedestal. You have lost that right. And we're going to not be intimidated because you make millions of dollars a year, just because you're the president of the United States or a senator or whatever. We're not going to leave you on that pedestal any longer. We're not going to be intimidated into not saying that you should be doing what is right, not what is politically from a greed standpoint expedient for you. We have to, regular Americans, Arki, have got to be unafraid to say those things.
That's correct, or say them in spite of the fear. And that's the key word, intimidation and fear, because fear is the thing that keeps trust at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
We all have fear, but, you know, there's fear and there's fear. I mean, some fears are really genuine, backed up by reality. Some are inflated, you know. I've seen surveys where the greatest fear in America is public speaking. Well, that's not
right.
really a survival, as you and I know. It can be scary, but it's not
right.
really a survival. But some people are more afraid of that. They are dying, et cetera, et cetera.
There's no question. No, fear speaking is the number one phobia. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as you say, it's not going to keep you from eating, right?
That's correct. So it's a little bit inflated. I mean, it's real fear, but you see what I'm saying. It's not as real as, you know, facing a gunpoint or knife point.
Mm-hmm.
So, or shortage of food, et cetera. So that some of our fears are inflated. There are ways around and through them, and one of them is to start communicating. Again, respectfully.
Well, I think this is going to sound a little strange maybe to some people coming from me, but I think this is what Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party are trying to do. Some
yeah.
more effectively than others, but it's
yeah.
a venting of frustration and speaking to power. Whether it's effective speaking or not, it's letting people know that, you know, as the guy said in the movie Network, you know, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. Yes, and it's almost as if institutions at times appear to be treating their constituents, which is Main Street, in an adversarial way. I mean,
or total disregard.
Yeah.
Worse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, folks,
yeah.
So this
communication is what is key, and
yeah.
I agree that these two movements, even though they're opposite poles
yeah.
politically, have the same kind of
Yeah,
generation.
And we really have to keep up both of those going in a lot of ways. Going to take a quick break. Tintail, right back with Archie Giancuti. His book is called Built on Trust.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.